the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen. That's me. And we have a special guest at the bottom of the hour, Arianna Huffington, a repeat, if you will. She's so good, we couldn't resist it. But this hour, this first half hour, we're going to talk to you and with you about the latest medical news. One of the interesting stories, the truth about dark chocolate. Should you worry about this? It says dark chocolate sold in the U.S. is often a little more like milk chocolate than manufacturers might want to admit. This is a set of stuff, and basically I'm going to tell you, don't worry about it. It's trace milk chocolate, so you don't have to worry about the traces. The preponderance is real cocoa, unless you have a true milk allergy, an allergic reaction to milk. Not very common in us adults. But unless you have that, and the reason is solely that most of the real chocolate, that is the dark chocolate, is processed in machinery that has also touched milk chocolate. So dark chocolate, it has traces with it. And this was a wonderful study, 94 samples. The FDA tested 6 listed milk as an ingredient. Over 60% of the 94 samples, that is 58 of them, contained milk. And that's just trivial amounts. Don't worry about it unless you have a milk allergy. Now, milk chocolate isn't as good as real cocoa-based chocolate for your health, but it's such a trivial amount, you don't have to worry about it. And we'll go through a number of other stories. By the way, Gary Ginsberg has some wonderful stories at about 18 after, where you'll learn a lot about, for example, tattoos, and what they come with pain. You're also going to learn about some wonderful, I'm not even going to spoil it by telling you what you're going to learn about it. You can always, of course, find out what you're going to learn on the show and what you're going to learn about and the things you're going to learn about from our tweets. And if you want to send me an email, youdocs@gmail.com, and say subscribe in the subject line. That's all you have to put in the subject line, and we will get you the news of the week summary that I do. This one is, vegan diet might ease diabetic nerve pain. Vegan have lower blood sugar, and what they found in this study is that higher blood sugar not only causes, as we talked about in the first hour, brain damage, because it causes inflammatory changes in your brain, and in the rush to wipe out the inflammatory stuff in your brain, your macrophages and your other immune cells come in and destroy nerve cells, which causes memory dysfunction. Well, a vegan diet, by keeping your blood sugar low, that is, these people lost weight who went on, it's a randomized study, half of them went on a vegan diet, half of them normal diet, but also took vitamin B12. Well, it turns out the vegan dieters also took vitamin B12, but it wasn't the vitamin B12 that caused the difference. The ones who were on the vegan diet lost weight, lowered their blood sugar levels significantly, and consequently, in fact, had less nerve pain, considerably less nerve pain from their diabetes, and that's also probably they had less nerve injury because they had lower blood sugar. So the key here, lower blood sugar, and that's a point made in the article. They said that if the other people had lost their blood sugar, had done other things in the diet, maybe you don't need to go vegan, but if they had done other things to decrease their blood sugar level, such as avoid simple carbohydrates and avoid other things that cause a rapid increase in blood sugar, they'd be healthier. Another story of the week, 700 doctors, nutritionists, nurses, and public health professionals called on the Departments of Agriculture and Health and Human Services to, in their guidelines that come out at the end of this year, That is the food-based guidelines, what we used to think of as writing the pyramid. Well, in fact, they said these, if you're really going to do it correctly, you'll want to honor the science by saying less red meat. Not only does it make it much more sustainable for the environment, but really red meat is correlated with cancer, is correlated with heart disease, stroke, memory loss, is correlated with premature aging, and it's the leading correlation with breast cancer and prostate cancer. So they're urging the USDA to come clean on this. And of course, the food manufacturers are pushing back, but that is one of the top stories. Another one, if you're depressed, you have a threefold increased risk of Parkinson's disease. Does the depression cause the Parkinson's disease? Does the Parkinson's disease cause the depression? Were they both caused by a common thing not answered by this study, but was fact that the people in this large study, 144,000 people, the people who did get depressed, as opposed to the control group, 421,000 people without depression, the people who did have depression had a threefold increase in Parkinson's disease compared to those who weren't. Another interesting study, this is of 172,000 variations in 23,000 genes. So it was testing genes, and it was saying, what's the chance that these abnormal genes lead to something? Well, basically what they led to is that there are flaws in gene testing. That is, what do I mean by that? That when you want to find an abnormal gene in gene testing, you can find it, but it has no reflection on whether the person will develop disease, etc., because there were so many errors, differences in reporting of the results by different labs that did testing of the same genes. So very clear documentation that there are differences in what patients get when deciding to get tested, either through a doctor's office or by sending in a swab to a private company. You need to choose labs that are sharing their data with a broader research community, so in the end, you can find out what the truth is and whether these variations from lab to lab have any real significance for you. So you want to get registered when you do it, and then if you're going to do this, make sure your test is done by at least two different laboratories and you find out what's consistent. Another interesting study that was reported this week looks at the incidence of stroke in those people who are taking statin, anti-cancer, anti-cholesterol medication, and showed that the people who were taking the statins had a 30% reduction in stroke rate and even greater in mental dysfunction. And again, this is probably caused by the statin drugs, you know, atorvastatin and rosuvastatin, or what you might call Lipitor and Crestor, those common drugs to decrease LDL cholesterol, also have a major benefit in decreasing inflammation, which is probably why we have so much less, if you will, stroke and memory dysfunction after you take these. When we come back, Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not? He's going to talk about the, is a tattoo healthy for your skin? The Houston floodwaters containing sewage and toxics, what you can do about that? Does BPA cause obesity in you? And he'll talk about that. And the Chinese air purifier study showing benefit from high purification. We'll be back in just a few seconds with Gary Ginsberg on This is the You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay well and take control of your genes. We'll be right back. Dr. Mike Roizen saying, stay well.
You want to focus, You need to focus. You need Focus Nutritional Energy from Action Energy. Focus makes work easy because it helps you stay on topic and focus your mind and energy to get the job done right. With its special blend of green tea, coffee beans, ginseng, caffeine, B12, and other key vitamins and minerals, this energy shot is just what's needed to keep you focused, stay alert and sharp, and make work easy. Now that I like. Check out the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots available at selected retail stores. Or go to ActionEnergyAE.com and check out Focus. Go to ActionEnergyAE.com for more information. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Roizen Articles and Health Tips on Radio MD.
Antioxidants. You've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants, they destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage, and eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news! Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
My name is Jenny Allen, and I'm a mother, a writer, and a performer. I also survived uterine and ovarian cancers. I even wrote a play about that.
Maybe you are just cancer-ish and it'll pass.
Before cancer, I took my health entirely for granted, like air. But my symptoms, pain in my abdomen and periods that were heavier and longer than usual for me, related to menopause, I thought. But no, I had cancer and treatment. If you have symptoms that last 2 weeks or longer, be brave. Go to the doctor. Ask questions. The odds are you don't have cancer, but find out for sure.
Ovarian and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everyone.
Now I'm feeling healthy and happy and hopeful. I am so lucky. I got sick, and then I got better.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. We're talking at my favorite part of the show every week is to learn from Gary Ginsberg, and we're lucky enough he's here with us again. Gary, BPA... does it cause obesity in my body?
Well, you certainly have BPA in your body. This new study from Health Canada, so it's a pretty reputable source, suggests that a metabolite of BPA that is readily formed in the body can induce lipid accumulation in cells. It's only in vitro, and in vitro meaning in cells that are from mice and from humans, but it occurred in both kinds of cells. And so, but it occurred at high dose, and there was a threshold to the effect. So more research needs to be done. But Mike, the real significance of this research is that for many years now, for at least the last 5 to 10 years, the major argument used by the makers of BPA, the sponsors of BPA, is that it gets glucuronidated or metabolized so quickly that all activity is lost, and so we don't have to worry about it because this very easy to form metabolite takes care of the problem. That's what the proponents say. This new research says, yes, that metabolite occurs. Yes, we can measure it in urine. We can measure it in blood. And guess what? It still has some biological activity. So this is a significant new chink in the against BPA that FDA and Health Canada and governments all over the world will have to closely look at. Obviously, there are many people in the lay public who are already trying to decrease their exposure, but we still have it in cash register receipts or its close cousin BPS. We still have it in some plastics. So just as a general rule, do not heat your food or take really hot piping food away from the restaurant in plastic because it may be the kind that has some leachable BPA. Water bottles, try to use metal, stainless steel kind, preferable over plastic. And cash register receipts, just say no as often as you can and wash your hands before you eat.
And cash register receipts are the highest in BPA by, as I understand it, you absorb more than 1,000 times more from cash register receipts than you do from the usual water bottle or cooking soups event.
Well, I would say that's probably true for those people who handle cash register receipts all day, people who work at a cash register. So those people should be wearing plastic gloves. Not eat with the gloves on. But there was a study not that long ago that showed that just people going out to eat and eating commercial canned foods, because don't forget, it's in the liner of tin cans, they had noticeable bump up in their blood levels of BPA glucuronide from the sort of the commercial diet as opposed to the fresh food diet.
Yes, no, I don't disagree that there are a lot there. But as I remember a study that you may have quoted us, but in any case, I remember we had about a year ago where just handling a cash register receipt from a fast food restaurant on your hands and then you're touching your food with your hands before you washed your hands got 1,000 times more in your food than it would have gotten from being just the liner.
Right.
So it is, in fact, huge amounts you can get in, and obviously, if you are handling receipts day in and day out, your point, wear plastic gloves and change them before you eat, or don't eat with the gloves on and wash your hands is a key. Chinese air purifier study shows some benefit from high, I assume, purification.
Yeah, well, we're talking about particulate filters, which you can buy, air purifiers, which you can buy in the United States as well as in China, HEPA filtration of a small size. This was like a dorm-sized room. These were students. They did a very interesting study, even though it was a small number of subjects. They looked at inflammatory markers that are related to particulate matter in their blood as well as the PM levels in their unit, both with a real air purifier or with a placebo, a fake, no filter in their air purifier. And definitely the air purifier helped knock down the PM levels, according to this research, by 60%, and also knock down the inflammatory cardiovascular biomarkers in those subjects. These weren't cardiovascular patients, but theoretically the same thing would occur. So when you're in a place like right next to a busy highway, if you have a school or an apartment there, or if you're living in China or Mexico City, and you've got a small area that you're spending a lot of time in, this strategy makes sense. It's easier than trying to, say, relocate your house to farther from the highway, perhaps, although that would be optimal. But at least if you could filter off a part of where you're spending most of your time, you can cut down on your PM exposure. And of course, PM is very toxic, and anything you could do to knock those levels down would be a benefit to your lungs.
So PM, particulate matter, knock it down, and we'll talk next week about where to get that filter. But I want to cover, is getting a tattoo healthy for your skin?
Well, I think the answer is pretty obvious. You are disturbing the natural integrity of the skin when you're going beneath the surface and injecting all these dyes. In this particular study run by NYU, of 300 people who recently got tattoos, they did a survey, and 10% said that they had ongoing, well, 6% said they had ongoing long-term skin issues, whether it was inflammation, irritation, itchiness, scaliness, eczema, psoriasis kind of symptoms around the tattoo, and some had infections that lasted, more than just immediately, So it was eye-opening to think that about 10% of people did have adverse reactions, 6% of those long-term, and the red ink, for whatever reason, seemed to be the worst of all the data that came in, the worst culprit. So, in general, if you want to get a tattoo, and right now the statistics are 25% of Americans have tattoos, if you want to get a tattoo, you want to go to a parlor or an establishment that is certified by the local health department to do that, so you know that they're using clean equipment, they're doing things according to code, they're getting inspected, and you might want to think about red as not necessarily something you want to use a lot of, especially if you are an allergic type person.
And last, quickly, if we can do it, is what do we do, if you will, relating to if we have a flood in our area, that flood waters will contain sewage and toxics. Is there anything we should be doing, or do we just have to grin and bear it?
Well, obviously the people in Houston, and the stories about Houston, have a lot going on besides worrying about some sewage. But nevertheless, when you get down to the point where you're cleaning your house, you're cleaning your car, your flooded car, if it still works, you might want to use a pretty strong cleanser, detergent, or some alcohol preparation, or God forbid, some bleach, but that's lowest on my list of things that people should be handling, to kill off the germs and play it safe, because there may be some active bacteria out there related to, especially this time of the year, related to these kinds of storm surges. And of course, mold is going to be growing pretty quick, because the 48-hour rule is mold will grow if you don't dry it out within 48 hours.
So, fantastic section. I learn a lot. Gary Ginsberg, go to the website whatstoxic.com. Wonderful website, and you'll find everything out there, more than he can even teach us, every week on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We'll be right back with that interview with Arianna Huffington in just a few seconds. Stay tuned. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Are you truly fed up with that fat tummy? That growing muffin top which makes you feel bloated, sick, and tired all the time? Then I have the answer for you. I am so ready to share my Flat Sexy Belly program so you can get rid of that swollen belly and at the same time feeling fabulous and energized the all-natural way. In my Flat Sexy Belly deep dive, you will heal your gut and at the same time lose weight, improve your energy, sharpen your mental focus, and even sleep deeper. Go to drsuzanne.com/FSB and enter promo code radio at the checkout for half off the program price. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/FSB and use the promo code radio. Get ready for the new you.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to revitalize your aging cells. The team of Life Extension scientists have compiled years of research to create AMPK Activator, a specialized dual extract formulation that supports AMPK activation for health optimization. What is AMPK? It's a master regulating switch for revitalizing aging cells. The clinically validated combination of Gynostemma pentaphyllum and rosehips plant extracts provides nutrient support for youthful AMPK levels. During the month of May, Life Extension is making you an incredible AMPK offer. Don't let the month pass without visiting lifeextension.com/youth for a 50% discount on AMPK Activator. lifeextension.com/youth. Revitalize your aging cells today and get 50% off the price of AMPK at lifeextension.com/youth.
Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among women in the United States. Better screening and treatment have contributed to a decline in breast cancer deaths. However, not all women have benefited equally from these improvements. Black women have the highest death rate from breast cancer compared to any other racial or ethnic group. We can all help reduce deaths from breast cancer. Healthcare professionals can ensure that women get the tests and treatment they need on time. Patient navigators can help guide women through the healthcare system so they get the care they need. Women need to educate themselves about breast cancer and talk to their healthcare provider about how to reduce their risk. The full benefit of breast cancer screening is achieved when every woman receives adequate screening, timely follow-up, and high-quality treatment. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD, where the call letters mean stay well. For You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, we're a show that tells you how to take control of your genes so that you can live at a higher quality of life, longer and with less disability. You have the power to take control. You don't have to be like those college athletes who had low vitamin D level and thus weren't functioning at their peak level. What about energy drinks, Bridget? Tell us what we should know about the energy drink and whether it's just the caffeine in it or is it something else?
Well, for children specifically, I think that it's the high levels of caffeine, and not to mention a lot of other chemicals that are added. And most of the energy drinks are marketed as supplements, so they aren't required to disclose a lot of the additional numbers that are included in the formularies of the drinks. So I think that it's really important for them to ban marketing of energy drinks to kids under the age of 18, because we also have seen how much advertising of unhealthy foods has had such an influence on children and our obesity epidemic. And I think that if the marketing of energy drinks to kids isn't addressed sooner rather than later, that it could also have a really negative effect on children's health.
Now, one of the things we did talk about beforehand was vitamin D levels. And of course, if you have a insufficient level your whole life, you're much more likely to develop bone deformities that ultimately lead to rickets or problems with bone formation that give you different formation and different look to your skeleton over time. But it didn't appear, I mean, even in these athletes, it didn't appear that had happened yet. Bridge, the level that we seek is pretty easy to get to if you give 1,000 international units supplement a day to normal people, or if you will, since it was mainly black athletes, had such a high incidence. If you look at it, the black athlete, it was about 90% of the black athletes had insufficient vitamin D levels. And so you say, well, that's every one of the black athletes should be getting a multivitamin supplement or something with vitamin D in it. And milk does have a supplement of vitamin D, but maybe the black athletes aren't getting that much vitamin D through milk. You need about 8 glasses a day if that's the only kind you have. So this is something we aren't sure of. But the other
interesting thing is you said that they're likely getting it from primarily just from the sun, since the white athletes had higher levels of vitamin D. And I was reading through the abstract, and they did the study in LA, which actually would mean that you would think that in other parts of the country that this would be even worse.
That's correct. In other parts of the country, it was done at USC, I guess. So in other parts of the country, this would be worse, since in LA you get a lot of sun, as opposed to in Syracuse or in Seattle. I won't mention Cleveland.
But like you said, the best way to make sure that you're adequate is to have a supplement of vitamin D in addition to foods that are rich in vitamin D.
And I'm going to ask you what foods are rich in vitamin D as a test question now, because I know the answer to this. What food in America is richest in vitamin D?
What food in America is richest?
There's basically dairy? Only one food
Milk?
That has it that we eat very much of, that can get you to an adequate level if you eat it every day, that you'd have to eat that food every day.
Fatty fish.
That's right. Salmon is the correct answer, salmon. So that's correct. Okay, now let's go and look at one of the stories that I thought was so important on arrhythmias. Since we were talking about the arrhythmias from energy drinks, or abnormal heartbeats that energy drinks cause, as you get over age 65, there's a great increased incidence of atrial fibrillation. And so people go on a whole bunch of different medicines or have surgery, meaning ablation surgery, to get rid of it. But what in Australia, they tried something new to get rid of it. Bridget, this is a test for you. See if you listened last week. What was it they tried?
I didn't listen last week.
Oh. 20 wet lashes with a wet noodle. But anyway, it is, in fact, weight loss. Those who lost 7% of their weight had a 45% reduction in whether they had any atrial fibrillation. That is, 45% of the people who lost 7% of their weight got rid of their atrial fibrillation just from weight loss, which means it's probably due to either pulling or changing of the architecture in their pulmonary arteries is what's causing it, and the weight was fat around that, or the fat pulling the heart down, or the fat weighing on the heart, or just the increase in blood flow required to perfuse that much extra weight was what was causing it. So this is really important data. It's the first time I've ever seen this in a study, but it is so key, so important, that I wanted to make sure everyone knew that it is if you will. Weight loss seems to do that. There have been some suggestions, but this was a randomized study that looked at people who were able to lose weight and those who were able to lose weight, and it was not a small number in the Australian study, did, in fact, get rid of their risk for or got rid of their atrial fibrillation, not their risk for it. They actually got rid of it. This is an interesting study, and I want to go. This is one on cardiorespiratory fitness and the men who are unlikely to develop cancer. These are three major cancers, colon, lung, and one other cancer. I think it was prostate. And what happens if they have how cardiovascularly fit they are. And these men who went an average of 3.3 miles per hour for 25 minutes were able to have a much reduced incidence of cancer and a much reduced spread of cancer. And that's really something. 3.3 miles per hour, I mean, that's what I walk at, for Pete's sakes. And that's what most guys will walk at on the flat. And you do that 25 minutes, you're only getting around 2,500 steps. So you should be able to do that every day. Every guy should be able to do that. And you'd really reduce your risk of these cancers and of these cancers spreading. So it doesn't take much to reduce heart disease, stroke, and it doesn't take much to decrease the cancer rates. One of the stories... Go ahead.
I was going to say, speaking of prevention, let's not forget to talk about the mom smoking study.
The mom smoking study is an interesting one in that the moms who smoke, they looked at their the chance of their child having abnormal beats, or anything abnormal. They looked through ultrasound, and they found the kids were touching their face much more often, as though they were trying to get rid of the smoking feeling when the moms were actually smoking. So they didn't, this isn't a study where they randomly allocated moms, you've got to smoke, you don't smoke. This is ones who looked at the 13.8% of moms who were already smoking, and they found that those who were already smoking, and we know there's a lot of side effects from smoking in early births, premature births.
Remember when Grandpa used to slip a little whiskey into his coffee? Well, we sure don't recommend that to anyone. But if you want your coffee to be maximized, then spike it with Java Jolt from Action Energy. What is Java Jolt? Action Energy specifically designed Java Jolt for the coffee drinker to add a jolt to your cup so that your coffee will now be chock full of a special blend of healthy nutrients and minerals like ginseng, green tea extract, vitamins B6 and B12, caffeine, and vitamin C. Now, that's the kind of coffee I like. Java Jolt and the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots are available at selected retail stores. Go to actionenergyae.com for more information. actionenergyae.com. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Roizen Articles and Health Tips on Radio MD.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot, and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Her Radio with Michelle King Robeson, nationally recognized women's health and wellness advocate and EmpowerHer.com founder and CEO.
And Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
Internationally renowned physician, scientist, and women's health pioneer. Listen live.
Listen live.
Every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're talking with Arianna Huffington about her new book, her renew book, I guess, since it's now out in paperback. It's the number one New York Times bestseller called Thrive. In it, she talks about the need for a third metric for success, metric besides money and power, and that is one that has, I guess, four areas: wonder, well-being, what I would
wisdom
call
wisdom and giving.
Wisdom and giving. And I keep giving. Saying appreciation, and I guess it is a giving is a greater term than just appreciation, is a much better term.
But appreciation is part of it, right?
That's absolutely. I mean, that's why I keep thinking of it, because I really like that phrase a number of the parts of this. The book is really a story of how you transformed. But one of the things that we got asked, and one of the questions is, how do we transform our schools back to the way they were? You've got two daughters who are now just over the ages of 23 and 25. When they went to school, were they taught how to cook?
They were not taught how to cook at school, but I was very lucky to live with my mother, being very Greek. And my mother, I think, believed that if you didn't eat every 20 minutes, something terrible would happen to you. And she was always in the kitchen. And she taught them how to cook. The talent skipped a generation in my case. but my girls can cook. And, you know, the question that I get the most as I travel around talking about Thrive is, how do we actually change bad habits and introduce new habits, whether it's about cooking or sleeping or any of the things that many of us have done the wrong way for years. And that's why, you know, I'm kind of excited, because I just finished taping an e-course for Oprah.com. And we created this 6-week Thrive course. And every week we are going to be dealing with two steps that can help us move from merely surviving to thriving. And the first week is sleep and meditation. And every week we have a guest teacher. And the guest teacher in the first week is Kobe Bryant. Because as I mentioned earlier, I wanted people to be reminded that athletes are kind of ahead of the rest of us. I mean, Kobe is so inspiring when he talks about the importance of sleep in his life and the importance of meditation and how that makes him a better athlete and a better husband and a better spouse. So anyway, if anybody listening wants to take the course, they can go to opera.com/thrive.
So, and when does that start?
It starts on May 3rd, and it lasts for 6 weeks, and we're having tracking as we change our habits. And I read somewhere that you wrote about how important it is to have a body as you are changing things to hold each other accountable. Well, we are creating what we call Thrive Tribe. It could be a Thrive Tribe of one, somebody already in your life or somebody taking the course with you. I introduced my own Thrive Tribe, which is my two daughters and my sister, because I think it makes a big difference, as you said in a piece I read that you wrote, to have that support system as you are bringing changes in your life.
Yes, when we looked at the 60 million people, again thanks to Oprah, who had taken real age and had found out what their real age was. It's a free website, realage.com, and then the 18 million, believe it or not, 18 million have repeatedly taken it and have made themselves younger. And when we questioned them, the most important change, there were seven essential deeds they did. Most of them did the seven deeds that changed their life, but the one that was most consistent was they had a buddy, and a specific buddy, who would help them, because they said without that person they're accountable to and they feel responsible to, they didn't continue to change and didn't continue the change in habit. So that is one thing I'm really happy you're doing it that way. So it is opera.com/thrive starting May 3rd. And there are two changes a week for, I think you said, 6 weeks.
For 6 weeks, yes. So a total of 12 steps. And we deliberately picked 12 steps, Dr. Mike, because I feel we are addicted to a way of living which is not supportive of our health and our happiness. And so one of the steps, for example, has to do with our relationship with technology, because we've all become kind of addicted to our devices. And as you know, it's affecting everything. It's affecting our ability to disconnect before we go to sleep. I mean, we recommend not charging our devices by our bed, so that when people wake up in the middle of the night for whatever reason, go to the bathroom, whatever, they're not going to be tempted to look at their data, which dramatically interferes with their ability to have sustained and deep sleep. Creating kind of digital detoxes, whether it's for a few hours or for a day over the weekend, and basically reevaluating our relationship with technology.
Yeah, I think that's so important. We now are working with Delos Living on a well-building standard, and one of those things is to have nothing in your bedroom you do nothing in your bedroom but sleep and sex. And one of the keys in that is that you have only red lights, that is red wavelengths, so that when you get up at night and have to use the bathroom or anything else when you get up, that you are able to, that it doesn't interfere with your melatonin production. But they believe that the Cleveland Clinic has gone with them to believe that how the building is built, the structure you live in, your environment, is important in facilitating your health and sleep and stress management.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad you're doing that. It is so key. And I mean, my bedroom is a device-free zone, and only real books by my bed. So that I don't even read on Kindle or iPad.
That's great.
In bed.
I hear you. We should thank you. The book is called Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, for bringing this incredibly important subject, how to gauge success, how to the metrics for success. Arianna Huffington, and you can go to, I heard, oprah.com/thrive starting May 3rd to take a quickie, if you will, 6-week course, 2 new habits a week, including how to sleep and stress less and manage stress right from the beginning. Thanks very much, Arianna.
Thank you so much. Great to be with you.
Hi, this is Dr. Mike Roizen. I'm host of You, the Owner's Manual radio show, heard right here. But today I've got something special to tell you. I have summed all the data on how you can get a do-over in a new book. It's titled, amazingly enough, This Is Your Do-Over, The 7 Secrets to Losing Weight, Living Longer, and Getting a Second Chance at the Life You Want. Hope you get it, because you deserve a do-over.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.